The percentage of African Americans living in Wisconsin who smoke menthols exceeds the national average of 75%. Part of this, studies indicate, is due to previous marketing efforts which targeted this group using billboards and magazine ads. Those smoking such cigarettes seem to have a more difficult time quitting, and some studies have indicated they may pose an increased risk of esophageal cancer. Karen Palmersheim directs the UW Tobacco Surveillance Program and co-authored the study of Wisconsin smokers using menthols.
This doesn't necessarily mean that the menthol itself is an added carcinogen, but what it suggests and what has been hypothesized is that individuals that smoke menthol cigarettes may be holding the smoke in their mouth longer and possibly inhaling more deeply.
The Congressional Black Caucus wants a pending federal bill to ban menthol. It gives the Food and Drug Administration regulatory power over tobacco. Part of it proposes a ban on flavoring agents like candy, fruit, and spice. However, the bill exempts menthol, which makes up approximately one quarter of the total cigarette market. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.